Some high-profile Arkansas politicians turned out in Conway earlier this month for Toad Suck Days. The annual festival was a last chance for some fun, free exposure ahead of the May 22nd elections. Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media reports that the state's open primaries may be voters' best opportunity to define or disrupt the Republican Party in Arkansas.
Conway's Toad Suck Days is a political candidate favorite.
Once you have a toad, go ahead and pick one of these lanes.
You'll find the candidates at the toad races.
And I want to find out what you name your toad, because it's really important for you to get to know your constituents, right?
Governor Asa Hutchinson, who has a Republican primary opponent, was there. Afterward, he was asked to compare his toad race with his primary one.
Well, this one took 5 seconds. The other race, you're going to be voting for 2 weeks.
Hutchinson is facing a Republican primary race not unlike the one 4 years ago. He wasn't governor then, but he did face a challenger in Curtis Coleman, who charged that he and not Hutchinson was the true conservative. This time, it's Hot Springs gun range owner Jan Morgan, who, like Coleman, hasn't held elected office, but she says she bears the soul of a true conservative.
First, we must identify, expose, and replace politicians who ran as Republicans to get elected, then once in office began to legislate like Democrats to please a progressive governor.
Morgan's campaign did not respond to a request for an interview, but someone associated with the campaign who ran as a candidate himself in a Republican primary earlier this year did.
This is a MAC-10.
His name is Bob Bailey.
Let me tell you about Full Auto. Full Auto is a lot of fun.
He campaigns for Morgan, and like her, guns are his business. In March, he ran in a special primary against another Republican, Breanne Davis, who has the governor's backing. One reason is they both support the governor's Arkansas Works, the state's health care program for low-income people.
For somebody to say they're a conservative and yet vote for Arkansas Works, which is just renamed Obamacare, which is a scam.
Again, it was the Republican primary, but you don't have to be a registered Republican to vote in it.
I've been told, I don't have any numbers, but I've been told that we actually won the Republican vote. But, and I don't think it was so much my opponent as it was the people supporting her and the governor pulling in favors and invoking the whole Democratic Party to show up and swing the primary.
Bailey says that who showed up to vote really troubled him.
Swarms of cars come in with Greenpeace and Save the Whales and Bernie for president and Hillary for president and little rainbow stickers and little unicorn stickers. And when they got out of the car, you could tell, you know, hey, there's that one's a liberal right there.
Bailey may be right about this. If so, it actually has a name.
Crossover voting or strategic voting, the terms are interchangeable.
That's Janine Perry, a political scientist at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. There's two kinds of strategic voting, she says.
The first kind is called hedging, or what's sometimes called positive strategic voting, where folks who either don't have a choice or there's an unwinnable nominee on their side, they go over and try to nominate the least objectionable candidate on the other side. And then the second type is usually called rating or negative crossover or strategic voting. And that's where you're actively manipulating or pirating to try to get the weaker nominee in a general election because you think that your party has a shot.
So the first is voting for the candidate you think is best. And the second is the candidate you think is worse and so more beatable by your real pick in November. Arkansas has become so Republican, primaries are ripe for crossover. A progressive outfit in Fayetteville called For Fayetteville put out a newsletter on the 9th telling everyone outside of House District 86 to vote Republican. Why? Because the idea of Jan Morgan as governor, they say, is terrifying. Also, there's a really interesting race there for a seat in Congress.
I'm Rob Ryersey. I'm a candidate for United States Congress in Arkansas's 3rd Congressional District. I'm a Republican challenging Steve Womack in the Republican primary on May 22nd.
If Morgan is a challenge to Hutchinson from the right, Ryersey is a bid to unseat a Republican incumbent, but from the left. Ryersey supports a federal $15 minimum wage law and something called Medicare for All. He's looking forward to the same benefits of an open primary that Bob Bailey says cost him the nomination.
It will be real interesting to see who turns out to vote in the Republican primary on May 22nd. There aren't a ton of Democratic primaries in our district, and so I could definitely see there being independents and Democrats who see this as an opportunity to defeat Congressman Womack, and maybe the best opportunity to defeat Congressman Womack, and wanting to, you know, lend their voice to that, go ahead and vote in the Republican primary on May 22nd. And frankly, I would welcome their support.
Back at Toad Suck Days, Hutchinson was asked if he'd learned anything about running a good toad race.
Whenever you picked your toad out, make sure you get one that's hopping around in the box. And then point it the right direction.
In Conway, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Remember the name. It was Toad the Coder. I believe in computer science and coding education, so the toad set the example.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.